4, the Bellringer's house. This is the last room. It has an octagonal form like the previous ones, with a corridor on one side where a window opens up to let in light. This room was intended to be the home of the Bellringer and his family until the beginning of the 20th century. It was fitted out with a masonry bench on the wall of the clock shaft, along with a wall cupboard and a pair of red-painted dressers on two of the walls. A dresser is a shelf used to store crockery. The room was whitewashed with the exception of the skirting board, which was coloured orange, and a border frieze that combined geometrical and plant motifs in red and blue. The ceiling here is also domed and made of stone with mortar joints, but unlike the other rooms, there is a piece of wood where the keystone would be, with six holes to pass the ropes through in order to ring the bells from inside this room without having to go up to the bell room. The precision of clocks has improved over the centuries. Humans have generally measured time based on astronomical phenomena, such as the position of the moon and in particular the sun. The time elapsed between the different positions of the sun as seen from the Earth was measured using sundials, but at night these didn't work. However, they would still be required. Bellringers knew that the clocks they were in charge of fell out of sync and had to be corrected. If we approach the windowsill, we will see a metal plate, which is a sundial. More specifically, this is a 12 o'clock sundial, that is, an iron bar that indicates the 12 hourly intervals in solar time and which was used as a reference point to adjust the mechanical clock's time. Before heading up to the bell room, let's talk about El Fadri's presence in the life of Castellón.